Today on 5-Minute Monday, we'll talk about how to get recording studio quality in the comfort of your own home. Welcome to 5-Minute Monday, the show where we bring you the best tips and strategies for building your podcast all in 5 minutes or less. So if you're new here, consider subscribing. And I'm just going to go out on a limb and guess that you are like every other podcaster I know that wants their audio to sound as good as possible. And in an ideal world, you would have an infinite amount of resources to make that happen. But if you're like most of us, you can't afford to rent a professional studio, or at least you shouldn't, because the follow-up conversations you'd have with your spouse trying to justify why you're spending all this money to make your podcast sound great would not be a good thing for your life in general. So you pick a budget, you figure out how much you can spend, and then just get cracking on podcast creation. But here's the deal. You can get high quality audio in your home without spending a ton of money, and you don't have to get those pricey acoustic panels to do it. The key here is you want to choose a recording space with lots of clutter. So if you happen to be a hoarder that buys lots of things that you don't need anymore, but you can't seem to get rid of, now you can start to put that hoarding to use. Because the goal to get high quality audio is you want to reduce as much of the echo as possible. And one of the worst villains when it comes to echo is hard, flat surfaces. Those flat surfaces like walls, tile floors, windows, they're going to reflect the sound waves that come out of your mouth and put them back into your microphone where you don't want them. And that echo makes it sound like you're recording in a cave instead of in a vacuum where there is absolutely no background noise and there's no echo. And there are two places in your house that can be tailor-made for this purpose. The first one is a spare bedroom or home office. And so in this spare bedroom or home office where you have, wherever you have space, you want to deck it out with a couple things. First, you want to make sure that if you have any big windows, that you have curtains that you can place over them. The thicker the curtains, the better. Blackout curtains seem to be really, really good at helping reduce that echo. If you have hardwood floors or tile floors or laminate or something like that, put down a throw rug or maybe some bound carpet to help absorb some of those reflections. And then, you know, have lots of furniture in there. Have your desk in there, a big comfy couch, bookshelves with all kinds of stuff on it. You know, you want to eliminate as many of those big flat surfaces as possible. And even after if you've done all of that and you're still getting an echo, you can just hop on over to U-Haul. That's right, the moving company. And they have these big moving blankets that you can get for around $15 that'll work really well. You just hang them up near the wall and they do a great job reducing echo. The pro here for using your bedroom or home office is that you can create a permanent space that's designed for your podcast. So when you're ready to record, you just head into that room, hit the record button, and go to town. But it can take some trial and error to get it right. Every room's a little bit different, so you might need to experiment to figure out the best place to put your microphone and the best way to record. Now, the other place that you should try out is your walk-in closet, because it's got minimal hard surfaces. You typically have carpet on the floor, so you don't have to worry about that. And you have lots of clothes hanging, so that's going to help absorb those nasty sound waves and reduce that echo for you. While it's probably not how you envisioned being a podcaster would look like, you really can't beat the simplicity and the ease of use of just recording in your walk-in closet. So the pro for using the walk-in closet, it's probably going to be the best sound quality in your home. The real drawback is that you're going to have to, more than likely, put it up and take it down whenever you're in between recording sessions, because your partner, your spouse, is not going to want to have to walk around your microphone and your laptop and everything every time they want to change clothes. But regardless of what you do, by reducing the echo in your audio recordings, your listeners will think that you have a professional podcast studio when it's really just your spare bedroom or walk-in closet. And ultimately, your goal as a podcaster is to try to make the best podcast possible for your listeners. Need some extra help with your podcast? The Buzzsprout Podcast Community on Facebook is a great place to find answers and get the help that you need to make your podcast as excellent as possible. So if you're not a member yet, just click on the link that I put in the show notes and ask to join. Well, that is it for today. Thanks for listening, and I'll talk to you soon.